And 8 DMH mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
Mr. Jim, what are we doing this morning?
Hey, it's another beautiful day in northern Michigan, as one of our co-workers or your co-workers there usually says. It is what it is. It's not exactly springish like it was last week, but hey, I can deal with it.
I'm not complaining too much. Although I will complain about yesterday, that was not cool, but, you know, that's all good. Or Sunday, actually. But anyway, headed over to Lafarge Presqu'ile this morning. Got a radio install to do there, and then that's it for the day.
Oh, some serious windshield time. Well, hey, that's okay. You get to kind of think about things as you're traveling, I guess.
As if I don't do that enough. Anyway, well, what's going on in Jim's world? I'm no longer living in that county now, so how are things in Leelanau County?
Well, you know, yesterday morning I had to actually call Jeff on his cell phone because over there on Bugay Hill it was a real interesting situation. You know, that slippery hill there by Hoxie or Lincoln or whatever you want to call it, car slid off and then the ambulance showed up and a car slid into the ambulance. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. It sounded like pure chaos over there. My brother actually has to go to school that way, and I told him, I was like, take a different route. Don't go that way. It's not good that way. So, I don't know what way he ended up going, but my guess is probably not that way. They were there for quite a long time, too.
Yeah, you know, I heard the first car that went off went down quite a ways off the road. You know, more than 100 feet off the road. I don't know many tow trucks that have long enough cables to deal with that.
Yeah, I think they called like two or three different wreckers to get that guy out of there. And then they did end up running somebody BLS to Munson. Good thing that's not that far of a drive.
Yeah, how true. Okay, well, hey, how do you like living away from home? You still in touch with home every day or every other day, or how's that working?
I'm actually in touch every once in a while. I got to run over there every once in a while anyway because some of my mail is still going to that address. I was kind of late on the ball game on forwarding my mail, so oopsies, but that shouldn't be too big of a deal. But yeah, there's still like some, I don't even know what all is left that's going to that address now, but I'm sure something will show up over there that I forgot about, which is fine, that's not a big deal. It's just a 30-minute drive one way. Which kind of sucks, because I'm on the east side of town, east side of Travers now. I'm actually right next to the water tower on East Bay, or like right up on the hill, right next to Holiday Hills. At water tower, you can see from basically the other side of town. Yeah, I'm up there. And the shame is that the antenna has to stay in the closet right now until I can get something outside, because if I could get something outside even at ground level, that would do pretty darn fantastic because the elevation there.
Well, take things slow. You know, you'll probably only be there for maybe 2 years or so. That's the average, I think. I did have to laugh when I saw you moving over there and your new address of your apartment on apartment.
Yeah, it's on apartment drive. It's real original. But, no, the place is really nice. The rent is a little bit higher than I would like it to be, but considering all the other options in Travers the other options that were there and all the options that are currently not available, I'm not doing too bad. I don't have a patio, which kind of sucks, but, you know, it's mostly hardwood flooring except for the bedrooms, and I say bedrooms because it's a two-bed, and the second bedroom is just an office and everything. The one other slight downside is it's electric baseboard heating, but at the same time, that's also kind of nice because each room has its own thermostat, so I can close all the doors and change the temperature for each room and let it be whatever temperature. Even the bathroom has its own thermostat, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, well, all that is kind of nice. You know, wait to see how the air conditioning deals with that, but I actually like that. That actually is kind of a convenient factor there. I kind of like that. I wouldn't call it a downside. Do you have access to any swimming pools or anything like that?
Unfortunately, no, but if I did want to go swimming, there's the East Bay about 2 miles away from the place. You just go down 5 miles, hop on the Holiday Road, and there's the bay right there. So I guess that's not too bad. Most of that water activities I'm probably going to be doing are paddle boarding or whatever, so that's just fine, because you can't really use a paddleboard in the pool.
Oh, that's true. Well, that location, if you're into bicycling, you'll get a good workout if you like to bicycle up and down hills. You've got a few of those around there. So, hey, good to talk to you, sir. Didn't want to tie you up there. Hadn't talked to you for a couple weeks. Just wanted to say hello.
No problem, Mr. Jim. We're going to be here for the next 2.5 hours, so you're not tying me up here at all. I got nothing else to do except for look through a window and hold the steering wheel.
Okay, well, you know, that's windshield time for you. Okay, sir, I'll let you go. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf here. Just don't want to tie up the busy traffic here in the morning. It never's busy.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim. NABMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Monica.
NABMH Mobile.
NABMH Mobile, K8RRD. Top of the morning to you, sir. Happy belated St. Patty's Day.
Hey, Greg. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Did not get to celebrate. I got home yesterday and slept. So, it was quite nice. I guess that's a good way to celebrate. Just take a good old nap. I'm okay with that. But, anyway. Head over, probably where you're... I'm headed right exactly where you're starting from today. Well, not quite exactly, but just south of there.
But you going to, Posen?
Not quite. I'm going to, Lafarge Presqu'île. So, still along Lake Huron, but south of Roger City.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, again, I'm making my trek north, about halfway to Sheboygan by now. But, how's your winter been? And, did you enjoy the snow on Sunday?
I mean, personally, I think the snow could have, gone away, but, you know, that's okay. I didn't really get to go skiing, so that's why I don't really want it. If I can go skiing, that's when I'm okay with it, but other than that, it can go away. And, winter anyway. It's been all good. It's been super busy. I just moved and still figuring stuff out and whatnot. So there you go. Looks like the push-to-talk button on this. Looks like the microphone is about ready to be retired. I got to hold it in just the right spot to keep the radio keyed.
Kind of gathering that. No, yeah, I concur. I'm ready for spring. I've got another 4 days to go for spring break, and then it's the final push to the end of the school year, and in that last 10 weeks I'll be getting prepped for some graduations. This group of seniors is the same group I came in with when I started teaching at Spoygan, so this one's kind of special. But, yeah, long year, long basketball season, had a bunch of games canceled because of the stupid snow. Well, there's always next year. And looking forward to another school year. I decided that I am not hanging up my teaching certificate for good. I'm going to keep on going with it for at least another year, probably two, if not three. Again, I'm a little on the undecided side as to when I'm going to retire.
Yeah, right on. Well, good on you. That's awesome. Been it for a couple more years and get a little bit more towards that pension, I suppose. It's not always a bad thing. So, until you really get tired of it. So. But at that point, you can just say, all right, after this, I'm done. So I guess that's a creature comfort right there. Anyway, I got a ways until then. Quite a long time. But that's fine. I don't hate what I do, so I guess that helps.
That's the way I feel. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. But there's the quagmire that I'm in. I want to keep doing it and doing it while I'm enjoying myself. But on the other side of the coin, I want to get out on a high note, and I want to have some time to be able to go out and do some of the things I want to do with retirement and physically capable of accomplishing those fun things. But, yeah, that's one of the questions. That's the biggest question going through my head is, when do I want to do it? But until that point, I am continuing on, having fun, and the kids don't seem to mind an old cranky guy hanging around, teaching them stuff. At least I'm trying to make it interesting and relevant to what's going to happen to them. And right now, I just got done with teaching logarithms, so.
Oh, I don't need to get thrown back to that. I'm all right. Anyway. Well, that's a good deal. Yeah, I wish I had a little bit more free time, but I certainly don't. Any of the free time I do have, I want to spend it doing absolutely nothing. Or, I don't know, I'll get into this funk where I just got to have something to do. Which is most of the time until I moved, and now I don't really feel like doing a whole lot. So, I'm kind of balancing along the edge of burnout and not quite burnt out, but definitely still going.
Sounds like you're looking for a little break for a recharge. Yeah, that's, I guess, one of the nice things about teaching is I do have a 3-month recharge, and it's a good time of year to recharge. Next week I'll be heading up to Engadine and spending some time at the cabin and eyeing up a TAC-2-meter antenna that's got a couple broken elements on it that plan on fixing this upcoming summer and seeing if I can't get the station up to the cabin back up and running again.
Good deal. I know it. Stand by a moment. All right, Greg, hopefully you can sort of hear me. I'm just about to cross into Kalkaska County, and the receiver on this repeater decided that it wants not to meet a great person today. So I'm going to say 7-3. Have a good one and all that stuff while I can, because I'm up at the top of a hill and I'm just about to drop down another one. So 7-3, you have a good one. K8RRD and APMH, mobile.
Yeah, all right, great. Have a good day, and talk to you later. I'm sure you're going to get your mic fixed or retire it and get a new one. Anyway, safe travels, 73. NADMH mobile, K8RRD mobile. Clear the repeater.
KF8, BDR, mobile, monitoring.
FKW monitoring, 430 repeater.
KB, is that still here?
KB0CTL.
KE8FJW monitoring.